Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why not welcome your neighbor again? Welcome your neighbor. Tap your neighbor and just tap him. Praise the Lord. When you come to Bride Assembly, let me tell you something. You are being part of the agenda of God to restore His church out of the great confusion that is going on everywhere. Everywhere in Christendom, worldwide. Anyone that is normal, you know something is wrong in Christendom. The Church of Jesus Christ has been reduced to family business, mommy and daddy churches, commercial houses. Motivational speakers have converted to pastors without any mandate from God. They go to conferences and give motivational talks to corporate organizations. And on Sunday they come to church to also motivate the Christians and claim to be pastors. Babalawos have changed their signboards to pastor, prophet, doctor. With unusual anointing that throw the people down, throw them down, fall down, but when they stand up, nothing affects their soul. Now, holiness has been put at the backyard. The church that is supposed to be distinct from the world has taken over the church. You go to church now, you don't know whether you are in a nightclub or in a holy place. And anointed motivational speakers are there to motivate them to remain worldly. But nobody can defeat the purpose of God. Upon this rock, I build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. As a showdown, when God decided to restore the church back to the apostolic faith, back to where we wandered away from, through the ministry of that humble man, William Marion Braham, Satan immediately sent his people first to grab the message. This glorious message that will turn us back to the apostolic faith. Carnal people began to handle it. And so some of you don't even know that your backyard is supposed to be an inter-message church there. You don't even know. Instead of being churches, they became cults. Nothing attractive to attract anybody to listen to them. But the Lord said He will restore. Hey, this is the day of the lottery. God is moving in His power. By the anointing, Jesus breaks down. So when you come here, there's something God is doing. Just connect, that's all. Just connect, that's all. It's homegoing time. God is preparing His people for going. For homegoing. We didn't bring you here to entertain you one bit. And it's very easy to go the way of these denominational people. But thank God for the knowledge of the word. When we started this ministry, we used to play with that anointing. If anything I tell the angel to do with you, he will do it. If I said, do like this, he will do it. Those of you who started the ministry with us, you know. And then a thought occurred to me. I said, come, this anointing is not for show. It's not for entertainment. What are you doing? And I repented. Praise the Lord. Anything I tell that angel to do, now he will still do it. That is the problem. When you don't know the word, you won't know how to carry the anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. I am a soldier of the Lord. I am a general of the army of the Lord. I have a bandit to bind and to loose. Anybody that is under the captivity of Satan today, you will be loose. Somebody here today, your marriage will be loose. Somebody here, your finances will be loose. Another person, your certificate will be loose. Somebody looking at me from Europe, the documents that you have been waiting for, they will be released after today. Somebody here, your womb will be loose. Your spirit will be loose. I said today is your deliverance in the name of Jesus. If you are that person, with a loud noise, celebrate your deliverance.